That means it's time for the next episode of Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91 on Anchor FM. Best radio ever, ever, ever.
Hey guys, I am finally back. You know who this is. This is Trucker Noob 91, and I am sitting here with a very, very good friend, Dorky Woman. And that's with an IE, not a Y, because...
That's me.
But why an IE?
To be different.
So I'm sitting here watching her paint, and I was telling her about the podcast, and she's like, why don't we just do a podcast, talk about random stuff? So we're going to go ahead and do that. When we come back.
Hey guys, welcome back. We are going to be talking about random things, and one of the first things we're going to talk about is food.
For those of you that listen to this and know me, you know that I love food, so this is going to be one of my favorite topics right here.
Okay, so what is one food that you know you can eat forever? Like, it's a staple. Like, you love it.
Lasagna. Oh, I have, man, to go with lasagna.
Okay. I would have to go, I'm going to be a pig, shrimp and chicken. Oh. I love cooking shrimp and chicken together. That's one thing we have to get, is shrimp.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Like, oh. Okay, so what is something that you really, like, despise? Food that you don't like? Like, you could go without it and be like, I'm Gucci.
Raw baby carrots. No, thank you.
Oh, man. Oh, I love raw baby carrots. Nope. I'm a veggie eater. Okay, something I can definitely go without is lima beans.
Oh, yes. Nope. Can't do
okay,
those
awesome sauce. Fist pound. Woo. Okay.
But no, there's one time when I was younger, as in school, I think, and I went to a church, and they had this blind tasting thing, and they took raw biscuit dough, wrapped a raw baby carrot up in it, and then put ketchup on top, and didn't tell me what it was, blindfolded me, and I had to guess what it was. I spit it out almost instantly. They go, what is it? I said, I don't know, but there's some freaking raw baby carrots in there, and I'm not eating it.
Okay, so we both distinguish that lima beans are disgusting.
Yes.
Ew, they need to go. You love lasagna. I'm into shrimp and chicken. So, what is something you love to eat, but your body hates when you eat it?
Taco Bell.
Oh my god. I think that's a generic answer. I think everyone's going to say Taco Bell, okay?
That's the only thing I can think of that, well, other than I love hot wings, but here lately, my body's just been hating them.
Okay, I'm thinking dairy does me in sometimes. I want to have that large ice cream cone, but no, no, no. Anything hot and spicy, too. Ugh, my stomach's churning just thinking about it. It's like that quick, you go from being hungry to just like, no.
Yeah, I know. I started thinking about that time with the raw biscuit dough and baby carrots. It's like, yeah, I'm not hungry no more. Nope.
I think that mustard's giving me some, like, heartburn. I might have to drink milk or something. We had corn dogs.
I was going to say, we had corn dogs, and she had ketchup and mustard to dip them in.
Come on, who does it? Oh, my God. Remember from Wendy's? Ranch! The ranch tooth? Okay. What is something that you can cook that everyone's just like, yeah, that's like Choya's signature. Oh, I said your name.
That's fine. Because there's a lot of people that listen to this that, or used to listen to this that knew my name. But, honestly, the only thing I've really ever cooked for anybody is my spaghetti sauce. And as you could tell last time, it didn't turn out too great.
Yeah, but I don't think you had the proper ingredients.
Well, I did. I just overdid it with the fennel seeds.
Ew. Fuck fennel. I'm saying it. Fuck fennel. let's see. So, what is, like, one of your favorite desserts?
Oh, my God. Do I have to pick one?
I know. So, how about we say top three?
Okay, top three. Number one is cake.
Oh, well, what kind of cake?
Any kind of cake. For instance, like on my birthdays, my mom would always make me a lemon cake with lemon icing.
Oh, see, I don't like lemon. Yeah. I'm not a big lemon fan, but okay. What's your second top dessert?
Second, I'd have to go with tiramisu.
Okay.
And then my third would have to be... Oh, jeez. Uh-huh. I'll just go with fruit as my third one because I like eating fruit. I like eating bananas,
that's like
strawberries.
A snack. Okay, I'm going to be real fat. My first choice is going to be like an eclair. It can be an eclair cake. My mom makes an eclair cake. It can be an eclair pie, an eclair donut. I don't know what it is. It's just like, give it to me. Number two, I would have to say Dairy Queen. I love getting vanilla or a chocolate mixed blizzard, and it has to be a small with like a shit ton of M&M's in. And I don't know why, but that to me is just like, oh, even if it's just a mixed cone.
See, my favorite blizzard by them is their, that one where it's like a strawberry cheesecake, but they stuff it with that stuff inside the Royal Blizzard or whatever. Yeah.
I used to eat that. And then my third one, I'm going to get very X-rated. Would have to be sex with whipped cream. You can't go wrong, and it tastes right every single time. All right, I'm going to be like the raunchy factor of this, aren't I? They're going to be like, you can't say that. And I'll be like, watch me.
There's a lot of people that go that way on these.
Well, I'm old.
You're not old.
I'm 38. I'm going to be closer to 40 than I am 30.
Yeah, but I turned 31, and if I can't say I'm old, then you can't say you're old.
I remember when I was 31.
Not me. I don't remember when I was 31.
Because you haven't been 31
exactly.
yet.
Exactly.
Still a bye-bye.
So, any other things about food before I keep getting hungrier now?
No, because, like, the mustard is really fucking with me right now, like... Right, I feel bad for everybody later because it's
well,
gonna hit.
We'll end this segment right here, and then we'll come back when we figure out something else to talk about.
Oh, I already knew what we...
Welcome back. We had to take a little break there. Puppy dog needed to use the potty. I needed a donut. She needed some Oreos. She shared her Oreos with me. So, yeah, we're back.
And we're drinking water.
I'm drinking that good water.
I still have the blackberry lemonade.
Oh, okay.
I'm not done it, but...
It's called Clear American. You can get it at Walmart. It's cheap. Really good flavored water. It comes in all kinds of different flavors.
Favorite? This one is not my favorite, though.
My favorite's a Fuji apple.
Yeah, I have to agree. Fuji apple. Minus what, you know, apple juice does.
Yeah. It does not have the effects of apple juice.
So now, we're going to move on. We're still talking about food. Of course, because that's what us fatties love to do. Fabulous and thick. Okay, we're talking about what?
Oreos.
Oreos. So we're going to name off some Oreo flavors and we're going to say yes, we're going to eat it or move along. So of course we're going to start off with the original Oreo.
I'd have to give it just a yeah.
Oh no, I'll eat it.
I mean, it's a yeah because there's so many more other flavors out there. It's like, yeah, I'd eat them if they were there, but there's other flavors I'd like.
I will devour them. Okay. Now, we're going to go with, instead of it being the classic Oreo, they now took out the vanilla and they added the chocolate. So, it's a chocolate Oreo.
Yes.
Yes. Again, I will devour. the golden Oreo.
I haven't had those.
They're saying it's like a butter cookie, that the filling's still the same. Just tastes a little different. Pass.
Yeah.
So they have strawberry cheesecake.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Again, I will devour. And then we can go with red velvet Oreos. Have you had those? Because I have.
They sound like they might be good.
Let me tell you, I will devour them. I can claim that I shared them with honestly the only person I shared him with was me, myself, and I. Again. Birthday cake. We tried these the other day.
Yes, we did.
Yes, they were awesome.
The 100th anniversary birthday cake ones. Oh, my God.
110. That's right. Yes, that's definitely. Another one that we just tried was peanut butter.
Yep, the peanut butter chocolate pie.
Not my favorite. No, it's just peanut butter, not the peanut butter pie. Not my favorite, but I'll eat it. I'm a big fan of Oreo cookies. What about the mint Oreos?
I haven't had those.
I've tried them. I'm not a big fan of mint food for some reason. But, again, I will not pass it up.
Well, see, my brother, he takes Oreos and he puts them in the freezer. And then when they're hardened, he eats them.
Yeah.
And I know he used to do that with the mint ones.
The peanut butter, the chocolate peanut butter pie ones. Those are the ones just ate.
Yeah, we just ate those.
We just ate those now.
Yes.
Yep, I didn't even know they had a cherry cola Oreo.
I didn't know that either.
And it won the hashtag My Oreo Creation Contest. So that's how that came about. So that's cool. It's filled with half white and red colored cream, which that's cool because it's Coca-Cola, you know, cherry Coke. I even though I haven't tried it, now I definitely want to go buy and try it.
Definitely, because I don't know if you've had them, but they've got those Chips Ahoy. They have root beer float. Chips Ahoy cookies. Those were amazing.
You know, it's one I tried, the Peeps Oreo. And I was not a big fan. My stomach hurt. I did not like the taste of it. But I'm usually a big Oreo fan. You witnessed me devour plenty of Oreos.
It's probably the... Because I don't like that artificial marshmallow flavor.
I don't mind it. No, I don't know. Because I'll eat Peeps, but the Peep Oreo just didn't do it for me. I do know over the summer we had Oreos for the 4th of July that had Pop Rocks in them.
Oh.
We did not know they had Pop Rocks in them. And I'm the Oreo fatty, okay, fanatic of Oreos. And I literally was the first one to eat. And I don't take a bite. I'm not ladylike. I'm shoving that bitch in my mouth, and I'm going to eat it. And all of a sudden, it's like Pop Rocks going off. And I was like, oh, my God.
What did I do?
But they were so good. I mean, my kiddo was eating them with me. And we had like four or five packs.
It was on the 4th of July and it felt like fireworks.
We got them from the local soup kitchen. Because
what I'm saying is it felt like fireworks in your mouth.
Oh my gosh, I guess. It just like startled me because I've had Pop Rocks, but I know what it's in food that I'm eating. And we didn't know there were Pop Rocks. Like that chocolate we tried from Aldi's that I shared with everyone.
Yeah, and it had Pop Rocks.
And it had Pop Rocks in it. And I was like, what's going on? It's Snap, Crackle, Pop, but it's not, you know, Rice Krispie Treats. Pina Colada. This is another hashtag My Oreo Creation candidate. I say pass.
I don't know, because it depends on what the outer cookie flavor is, because...
Well, the outer part is the Oreo. It's the cream that's the flavor.
Oh, I know, but I mean, it also, like, you know, like they have the chocolate or they have the vanilla outside. It would depend on what the outside was flavored or whether or not I would try that.
Did they ever have Minion Oreos?
I don't know. It would be a banana cream, I bet, though.
I don't know. Oreo s'mores. I did try those. Those were very... very awesome. Like, well, I don't even care what I sound like right now.
I see. I've never heard of those.
Cookie dough. I would pass.
I'm hearing some Oreos I've never heard of before.
Some of these are limited edition. So, an Oreo-filled cupcake. How the hell are you supposed to get the Oreo stuffing to taste like a filled cupcake? Well, but Nabisco even gave the cream a filling here. Cotton candy, I would pass.
Yeah.
On the cotton candy Oreo. Lulu would love it. Ooh, what about a key lime pie Oreo?
Those are good.
A limited edition. I would have to try them.
Those are amazing.
Pumpkin spice, no.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Gotta have my pumpkin spice.
They have the winter Oreo.
The peppermint one?
Yeah, I would eat that. I would be like, get your own. They have Berry Burst ice cream. I've not had this.
See, when it comes to flavors like that, though, like cotton candy, ice cream, and, you know, to me, it's like...
Well, it's Berry Burst. They have Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Limited edition Oreo. Those are good.
I've had those.
Oh, man, I would be fat. I would probably get 3 or 4 packs. Because 2 packs are coming to me.
If you don't watch out... You won't get none if you don't try to get some.
You'll lose a finger. No, not trying to hurt your feelings.
I've been threatened of the loss of another finger many times. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't fuck with me and my Oreos. How about caramel or caramel, however you want to say it? Apple?
I don't know.
I think so. But then, I'm trying to, like, I don't like it sweet. If something's too sweet, then it's like, it's a turn off. We'll have to do this again, but we'll have to do it with, like, sodas.
Well, see, my least favorite thing to do is be like, ooh, wow, that sounds amazing. And then you go to bite into it, and it's like, oh, my God, this is too sweet. Oh, my God.
So then,
I shouldn't have bought this.
So you're suggesting we do a podcast of where we actually go out, buy some food.
Well, I wasn't saying that, but that is a good idea.
We should buy some food, whether it be from, like, the dollar store, Dollar General, I don't know. And we taste test.
Well, we could do a YouTube channel on that, too.
Well, I'm okay with the podcast right now.
Okay.
I'm a newbie, yo.
But, no, it's just like, you bite into it, and it's just like that too sweet. And you're like, I wish I would have bought this. But now it's either throw it away or let it waste.
If we had a YouTube channel, then that would be fun to do sweet and sour stuff. Because it gets me every time. And my reaction.
Or we could do like they do on other YouTube channels. Go and buy stuff from like Dollar Tree, Dollar General, the cheap stuff, and make a nice meal with it.
We've already done that.
I'm saying actually make a video about it, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, I just suggested going to the Dollar Tree and getting food, and then you're like, make a meal. You probably could.
Yeah. Well, see, what I thought you were saying is like, buy something from Walmart that's like name brand, buy something from the dollar store, which one's better, which one's the better deal.
Oh my gosh, I've done that, and you know what? I've always gone for the cheaper one. And I don't like, but there's certain things like Tostitos pizza rolls. I don't know, it's really hard sometimes, like the name brand and then the off brand, they're both good.
Yeah.
Popcorn too, like I'm a sucker.
See,
I prefer
the Great Value brand. Which is the kind that you buy.
Yeah.
Because it, to me, it pops better. Like,
But I actually read the, like, okay, this is why I'm a dork. Okay? Dorky woman. Because I will read the bag. I read the box. Like, I don't, like, one of the biggest things that turns me off and, like, is burnt popcorn. Yeah. And the smell.
Well, see, like, there's one time I went and I bought, Orville Redenbacher. And I bought Great Value. Well, I don't know if it was just a box of Orville Redenbacher, but those bags weren't popping fully. Like, they were always popping half pop, but at the same amount of time, I put a Great Value bag of popcorn in there. It was fully popped, you know, very few kernels left over,
did
like seeds.
Did you read the bag?
Yeah.
For both of them?
Yeah, and they both had the same exact time. You put it up there for 2 minutes, and, it was 3 minutes and 30 seconds, and whenever you hear... Like, if you can go 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, and there's no popping, you take it out.
Well, no. See, when I read, this is why I'm a dork. I read.
Chubby Ninja Squirrel.
Yep, Fat Ninja Squirrel. He wants to join the podcast. Yep, they want to join the podcast. I have fat squirrels. Fat Ninja Squirrel. Squirrel moment. But I read the bag. Because, like, the popcorn we have now is, like, a minute 45. And it doesn't burn. It's not under-popped. It comes out just right. Yeah. And then that's when the fatty comes out, because then you want to eat like 2-3 bags because it's popcorn.
It's like this bag of popcorn. It's real big, but then again, it's real light and puffy, and it's like
it's a good healthy snack.
Oh, I guess I could go for another bag. Then you get done with second bag, and you're like,
I just get butter too. Just light butter. There's like no flavor, so I just get butter, and it's like perfect.
I Great Value doesn't make it, I don't think, but I love movie theater popcorn butter.
Can't. Too much butter. Oh. You know I'm not a butter fan. Unless it's a Butterfinger.
And she is a self-described fatty, but she doesn't like butter. What fatty out there does not like butter?
Okay, I don't mind butter. I don't like touching it. I prefer it melted to just being slobbed on. Like, I don't know. That's just how I am. I mean, sometimes people don't eat stuff because of how the texture is. Or, you know. How about those people? Since you're going to slam on me, those people that can't have their food touched. What kind of shit is that? I can't eat this because my corn is touching my potatoes. But you're going to eat it and it's going to be in your stomach.
I used to be like that. Because I did.
Ew!
Because, like, my, like, you know, I don't like raw baby carrots. I'm okay with cooked carrots, unless they're cooked like honey glazed carrots. I could eat those all day.
That's a fat style.
Yeah.
The unhealthy way.
But anyways, but I would always take my vegetables and I have my vegetables separated out. And unless it was corn, because I would let the corn run into the mashed potatoes, because I love taking my mashed potatoes, a spoonful of them, putting corn, dipping it in the corn and just eating it like that.
We used to mix it.
But other than that, you know, I didn't like my vegetables touching each other or touching my mashed potatoes or the meat on the plate.
I love it, though. I love the meat juices. And in with your vegetables, or if, like, you have noodles or something. It just I feel like it brings out more of the flavor.
Now, imagine being like that and going to an all-you-can-eat buffet, and you're sitting there at the buffet trying to make sure all your food stays separated. Okay. Eventually, I just got tired of it and said, screw it, and...
I want to go to a buffet, but we will not get the bang for our buck.
No.
Because I'll be, what, 2 plates in and done?
Yeah.
How many plates can you eat at the buffet?
They do something to the food nowadays, because back in the day, I could put away some food.
Yeah.
Like, my parents, every once in a while, we'd go to an all-you-can-eat buffet, and I would put away the food. I'd make, like, 10, 11 trips up to the buffet.
Nice.
And... it's like, nowadays, it's like you eat 2 plates, you're like, oh my god, either my stomach shrank or they're doing something to their food.
Could have shrunk your stomach.
Because, I mean, I told you I used to run the carnival for a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I was only getting paid $10 a day. And I had a pack-a-day smoking habit. So, what I'd do is, one day, I would go without eating, I would buy 2 packs of cigarettes. And then the next day, I'd take that pay and I'd go to an all-you-can-eat restaurant.
Right.
And I'd make sure I got my money's worth because I knew I wasn't eating tomorrow.
Right.
So, I can't remember the exact number anymore, but in Arkansas alone, I got kicked out of 6 Chinese buffets for eating too much.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They can do that? But it's all-you-can-eat. Isn't that false advertising then?
I guess. I don't know. I just know that there's one buffet that I went back to because we were there for 2 weeks. And they told me, no, I couldn't eat there. And I said, well, why not? And they pulled up a picture, a security camera picture of me, and said, this says you're not allowed to eat here no more. Goodbye.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What did you do then?
The way it happened was, and it was really funny because I was sitting there and I was eating. And what I'd do is I'd eat and eat and eat. And when I'd start getting full, I'd go and use the bathroom, come back and eat more. Well, I was working on plate number 15, I think it was.
Damn.
And the lady comes up and goes, you done now? I said, no, ma'am. I was going to finish this plate, use the bathroom, get me some dessert, you know, and leave. She goes, no, you're done now.
Wow.
I was like, what do you mean? She goes, you stop eating and leave. I'm like, okay, let me finish this plate. And she's like, no, finish. Leave now.
That's so rude.
No, I'm getting ready to get to the best part. Okay. Well, I said, all right, well, I'll go ahead and, you know, pay. And she goes, no, just leave. So I was working on plate number 15 and didn't even have to pay.
Wow.
And as I'm walking out the door, I look back at her because she followed me to the door. I said, can I at least get a fortune cookie? She goes, leave now or I call cops. I was like, okay.
Your fortune is leave now. You done.
But yeah.
I've never had that happen to me, though.
Well, see, and then one of them I got kicked out of was the KFC.
And it was, how do you get kicked out of KFC?
It was more of a joke.
Oh, okay.
Because I had eaten a lot, and my buddy walks up to the manager and goes, "Hey, see that guy over there?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Kick him out for eating too much." He goes, "But this is an all-you-can-eat buffet. I can't kick him out. He's
KFC
already..."
KFC had an all-you-can-eat buffet?
Oh, KFC used to have them all over the place.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's some that you can actually park your truck, in, like a semi-truck, in the KFC parking lot and go in and eat an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh,
like
okay.
They specifically say on their billboards, KFC, buffet, truck parking.
Okay.
And it's like, yes! But the manager's like, he's already paid, so technically I can't kick him out. He goes, "Well," he goes, he'll know you're joking, you know, and all that stuff. So he had the manager walk up to me. Manager goes, "Okay, sir, it's time to leave." It's like, "But I paid for all you can eat. I've already paid, and I haven't had all I can eat." He goes, "But you've already eaten too much." He goes, "We're starting to run out of chicken, damn it." They started laughing, but yeah. I ended up walking out of there saying I got kicked out, but I really didn't. But no, that's the reason why a Chinese restaurant can kick you out, is at least the one that I got kicked out of and didn't have to pay, is because if you don't pay, or if they don't make you pay, you can sit there and say, "Well, I didn't have all I can eat," if they try to make you pay.
I've never been kicked out of a fast food joint either.
I've not been kicked out of a McDonald's or nothing like that. Just all-you-can-eat buffets. But we're going to end that segment there because we're running on 20 minutes for this segment. So.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Time flies when you're talking about food.
I know, right? I hope you guys enjoy this podcast.
All right. Alright, that's going to wrap it up for the podcast. Let's get some platforms. You can find me at facebook.com/truckernoob91. Instagram and Twitter is also truckernoob91. Find me on YouTube, Way of the Trucker Vlog. Also, Trucker Noob Gaming Network. My two channels up there. You can also find me on Snapchat, that is Choya91, that's C-H-O-Y-A-91. My email address is truckernoob91@gmail.com. And I believe that's all my platforms. If I have any more next time I get up here, I will let you all know. Alright, hope you all have a great night. Enjoy the rest of your day. And please, please, please be safe out there. Because there's most likely somebody out there around you that's not being safe. And you need to be extra safe because of those people. I'm signing out now, guys. Be safe.